he's been a, I say stalwart's a bit of a, it's probably doing him a disservice. He's been a legend of the game, he continues to be so. I think you've just got to look at this last year. You know, if anyone wants to know what Chris is like in terms of the character, you've just got to look at 2016. What happened after the World Cup, how he's bounced back, one of England's best performances, certainly in the top three over the year, what he's achieved with England over the, top, over the year, how he's adapted, obviously, to the new coaches coming in. And as far as I'm concerned, you know, being a club coach, I also know how he... his standard performance for club doesn't drop, whether it be international or club, and you couldn't always say that about international players. Week in, week out, he's an 80-minute player, very, very low error rate, and you know he gives his all, and it's always a high standard performance.
From an injury point of view, I assume it's not ideal being injured, but given Lions' contention season, is it a blow, or is it just actually freshen up this period and then sort of smash it?
Yeah, look, it is a blow to his Lions' ambitions. There's a lot of rugby in the Six Nations, and a lot of positions have been decided. You know, in one-off games in the Six Nations sometimes, whether it be harsh or not, you know, but they've got a short period to find out what their team is. I think he's obviously got a firm eye on the World Cup in 2019, how things are going with England. I think England first and foremost, and look, he doesn't suffer many long-term injuries. Unfortunately, it's come now, but I suppose it's just a knock-on effect of 22nd of June 2015 all the way through summer tour. He started the first, I think he played, what do we have, 7 or 8 games before he went away to England. He played 80 minutes in virtually every single one of them, and takes his toll, especially when he's getting old now.
And finally, from a Six Nations point of view, are you looking forward to watching that? Obviously, yeah, I'll have a foot in
Quinn's camp, obviously, but I'll have an eye on it and be able to enjoy it a bit more than obviously in the past.
Any thoughts, predictions?
Well, I think everyone's hoping it to go down to the decider in Ireland, and I think everyone wants it for, you know, test of the metal of both sides as well. And you know, they're currently, you know, on autumn form, certainly the best two sides in Northern Hemisphere, although a lot can change. You know, Wales away is going to be tough for both of those sides. France, who knows? I think we can probably pretty much guess they probably won't come to the party like the last number of years, but I think we want it to come down to that decider.